U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren called for breaking up Amazon.com Incorporated, and Indian retailers demanded a government probe of the company after a Reuters investigation showed the e-commerce giant had copied products and rigged search results in India. The Reuters report, reviewing thousands of internal Amazon documents, found that the U.S. company ran a systematic campaign of creating knockoffs and manipulating search results to boost its own private brands in India, one of the company's largest growth markets. Wednesday and number 39's report showed that, at least in India, manipulating search results to favor Amazon and Squo's products, as well as copying other sellers and Squo goods, were part of a formal strategy at Amazon and Dash, and that at least two senior executives had reviewed it. The Reuters investigation drew bipartisan criticism of Amazon from U.S. lawmakers. Linking to the story on Twitter and Facebook, Warren, a longtime critic of Amazon, said, and quote, "These documents show what we feared about Amazon and Squo's monopoly power and Dash. That the company is willing and able to rig its platform to benefit its bottom line while stiffing small businesses and entrepreneurs." "This is one of the many reasons we need to break it up," she said. Warren, a prominent Democrat, advocated the breakup of Amazon and other tech giants in 2019 when she was running for president. Since then, as a senator from Massachusetts, she has continued to apply pressure on companies like Amazon. Ken Buck, a Republican on the House of Representatives Antitrust Subcommittee, also shared the story on social media, saying, and quote, "These documents prove Amazon engages in anti-competitive practices such as rigging search results and self-preferencing their own products over competitors." More concerning, it contradicts what Jeff Bezos told Congress, the Colorado lawmaker said. Amazon and Bezos must be held accountable. Amazon did not respond to a request for comment on reactions to the report. In response to questions for Wednesday and number 39's report, Amazon said, and quote, "We believe these claims are factually incorrect and unsubstantiated." The company did not elaborate. It added that Amazon displays and quote, "search results based on relevance to the customer and Squo's search query, irrespective of whether such products have private brands offered by sellers or not." India retailers, startups concerned. In sworn testimony before the subcommittee last year, Amazon founder Bezos said the company prohibits its employees from using data on individual sellers to help its private label business. In 2019, another Amazon executive testified that the company does not use such data to create its own private label products or alter its search results to favor them. The Amazon documents reviewed by Reuters showed how the company and number 39's private brands team in India secretly exploited internal data from its India unit to copy products sold by other companies, then offered them on its platform. The company promoted sales of its private brands like Amazon Basics by rigging search results on its platform in India so that its products would appear, as one 2016 strategy report put it, "in the first two or three and help search results." A group representing millions of India and number 39's brick and mortar retailers said on Thursday the country and number 39's government must launch an investigation into Amazon. Amazon is causing a great disadvantage to the small manufacturers. They are eating the cake that is not meant for them, Praveen Khandelwal of the Confederation of All India Traders told Reuters. The group says it represents 80 million retail stores in the country. Indian retailers say foreign e-commerce businesses like Amazon and Walmart Incorporated and number 39's Flipkart indulge in unfair business practices that hurt smaller firms, allegations the companies deny. The Alliance of Digital India Foundation, a non-profit representing some of India and Squo's biggest startups, said the practices detailed in the Reuters report were and quote, "highly deplorable" and quote, calling into question and quote, "the credibility of Amazon as a good faith operator in the Indian startup ecosystem" and quote. In a blog post, the group urged the Indian government to take action against AndLTQO, Amazon and Squo's predatory playbook of copying, rigging and killing Indian brands and RQO. A top official in the economic wing of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, the ideological parent of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Squo's ruling party, urged consumers to shun the company on Thursday. And quote, I call upon people of this country to hashtag boycott Amazon, and RQO, Ashwini Mahajan, co-convener of Swadeshi Jagran Manch, said on Twitter.